And now your letters. Last week, we reported on a controversial new education law in Florida. The legislation requires history teachers to give the facts and focus less on interpreting the past. Listener Allison Steiner said it's absurd to teach history as solely a matter of imparting facts, but she noted, we missed one. Our reporter visited a classroom where the students were studying the Articles of Confederation and said the lesson was about events that led to the Declaration of Independence. Steiner pointed out that would have been impossible. The Articles of Confederation were ratified 5 years after the Declaration of Independence. Last week, listener Jeffrey Kip Hendry liked what he heard from New York Times Magazine ethicist Randy Cohen. Cohen was discussing the moral dilemma of owning stock in a company whose practices you oppose. Cohen summed it up by saying, I wonder what the point is of having values if you don't act on them. Mr. Hendry said the insight was beautiful music to his ears. Finally, listener Michael Bass wrote in with a request to hear an old Winston cigarette ad. Last week, we aired one that starred the Flintstones as part of our conversation about how tobacco companies marketed light cigarettes. Bass recalled a different Winston commercial, one that had a catchy jingle. We're not sure if this is the exact one he remembered, but here it is.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
And if you're old enough to remember that ad, you might remember an English teacher correcting the grammar. It should have been, Winston tastes good as a cigarette should. If you have a correction, request, or a comment, send us an email. Visit our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us, and select Weekend All Things Considered.